Well, social media exploded over the weekend after that video showing a group of male Catholic high school students wearing Make America Great Again hats in front of the Lincoln Memorial yelling taunts at Native Americans. Things like build the wall. One young man stands staring at Elder Nathan Phillips of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska, who was drumming and we learn had walked over to the young men to try to calm down two groups. Other videos soon emerged and show that earlier both the students who'd been participating in the pro-life March for Life and the Native Americans from the Indigenous Peoples March were being harassed by a third group calling themselves Black Hebrew Israelites. Now, people in that movement believe that Black Americans are the descendants of ancient Israelites, but there are extremist wings described as Black supremacist and anti-Semitic. We have to bleep what seemed like those Black Israelites in the mall, hurling slurs at the young Catholic men about whites being crackers.
You got all these dirty behind you with a red, Make America Great hat again on.
So there was a lot going on. Vincent Schilling is associate editor at Indian Country Today. Vincent, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us about the Black Israelites. As we said, there is a movement across the country of Black people, African Americans, who think they are descendants of the original Israelites. But there's also the Southern Poverty Law Center tells us that there's a Black supremacist wing of this movement.
Right. You know, and I did a lot of research over the weekend, and a lot of people actually tweeted to me. And as we saw in some of the video, some of their, you know, whatever they believe specifically came out in a lot of volatility. And, you know, I think some folks could ascertain that they have extreme views. And, you know, it was not pleasant to watch. It was pretty harmful language, I felt.
They were taunting the young men, as we heard in our introduction. But here they are taunting the Native Americans.
Before you started worshiping totem poles, you was worshiping the true living God.
That's right.
And this is the reason why this land was taken away from you.
Then they go on to call the Native Americans idol worshipers. So this was fomenting before a young man from the Catholic school came and had the standoff with Nathan Phillips, the Omaha elder who we see drumming and singing. Right. He has said that he didn't really understand what he was wading into.
Right, right. And I actually talked to him. He said, well, you know, he looked at the situation and then he realized once he was into it, he's like, okay, now I kind of was almost even outside of myself going, what have I gotten myself into?
Right.
And, you know, I thought about it, and this is a very cultural thing. If I was having an argument with someone and I was getting volatile and then a Native elder came and started playing the drum, my Native culture, and I'm not speaking for all Natives, I'm speaking for myself, I would freeze in my tracks and be like, well, okay, this is a song and this is an honoring moment. I've got to stop what I'm doing. And I believe that's what he was, and I'm going to talk to him further, but that was an attempt to stop all the situation. And then it just kind of continued to spiral out of control. And as many of us have seen the video, it got to epic proportions.
Well, because there had already been a lot of testosterone spewed in this, in the interaction between the young Black men and the young white men in the MAGA hats. I mean, you might say, well, these young men were being provoked by another group of young men. But you can't overlook the things that they were saying to the Native Americans, these, again, the young men in the MAGA hats. Things like, build the wall, build the wall. I mean, what's the reaction of an indigenous person to that?
Well, see, the thing is, and even Nathan Phillips said it, there were, you know, this is the land that we've lived on for countless generations. And to say build a wall, you know, when we were, as Native people, expected to embrace everyone who came in. And, you know, to hear people say build a wall to a person whose generations and generations have lived here on this land, and now to say build a wall, it's like, what are you trying to keep out? It has nothing to do with me.
Then you had so much else piled on here. You have the mother of one of the young boys from the Catholic school with the MAGA hats, outraged that the boys were being vilified, pointing to the young Black men, blaming them for provoking the situation, but calling them Black Muslims.
Yes, she did. It was so incendiary that four Black Muslims was trending on Twitter for a while. You know, it it goes to show that a lot of times people will speak their minds a lot of times without doing some research or without finding out what is behind everything. And people took to Twitter immediately to say, look, we're going to correct you. You cannot say this and that, and you're not speaking mm-hmm. correctly about your statements. And it was just an absolute weekend of chaos. You know, on a side note, I had 1 hour sleep in about 3 days because I wanted to make sure and cover as much of it as I could. And it just continued to unfold yeah. all weekend long.
Yeah, quite a moment. Vincent Schilling, associate editor at Indian Country Today. Vincent, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the time.